The palace was the locus of this crucial exchange of very high-level elite goods like textiles, works of art in gold and silver, and shell. And so what we see on this vessel is a dignitary seated in a niche. He's wearing a conical headdress, and he is seated, apparently speaking with two other figures. And that's repeated on the other side as well. I am Joanne Pillsbury. I'm a curator of the Arts of the Ancient Americas at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
The form of this bottle, its stirrup-shaped handle and spout, connected to an ancient tradition, while the design connects it to the city of Chang'an.
What we see on the sides of the vessel shows a great deal of similarity with the architectural sculpture from the palaces at Chang'an. So we see the same types of imagery, these bands of seabirds, these wave-like motifs. This is the sort of imagery that Chimu artists would render in adobe relief on the interior walls of the palaces at Chang'an.
Chang'an, founded around 1000 CE, was the imperial capital of the Chimu.
It was a city that was filled with artists. We think that perhaps as much as a third of the members of the population of the city were engaged in craft production of some sort or another. Chang'an was famed for the quality of its metalwork.
The success and fame of these artists might have been Chang'an's undoing. The Inca attacked and plundered the city.
When the Inca conquered Chang'an, they took the metal workers captive. They were kidnapped, and they were taken to Cusco, to the Inca capital, and pressed into service high in the Andes in the service of the expanding Inca Empire. It reminds us that in the ancient Americas, artists were of such importance that they themselves could become spoils of war